The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. They came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished by his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him with a loud cry and came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this, a new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, what is it exactly that gets people to listen to Jesus? I'm sure nothing compared to today, but there must have been a crush of noise everywhere, even in Jesus' time. Perhaps it was relative, but there surely were voices competing to convince people of their opinions. There were opposing forces politically and religiously in the occupied lands from Judea to Galilee. The gospel says that people were astonished by Jesus' teaching because he spoke as one having authority, not like the scribes. Perhaps they taught one thing and lived another, or claimed the truth of what they were saying without passion. But there was something clearly noticeable that Jesus was the one to be heard and not the others. "What is it? What is this?" they asked. "A new teaching with authority. He commands even unclean spirits, and they obey him." How do we cut through all of this today and know who is telling the truth? Truth is not determined by taking a poll, as we see many people say, because the majority could be wrong. The way to know who has the truth is not by the words themselves. Anyone can say anything they want and be very convincing. The way to know truth is by discerning the spirit of the one who is speaking. I think that Jesus was so transparently good that people suddenly just knew that he was incapable of anything otherwise. Not authority in some kind of juridical sense above others, but a clarity in the one in whom truth perfectly abides. Later, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth. I am the truth and the life." In many places in the Gospels, we see evil spirits who all immediately know who Jesus is. No question about it. I would like to think that there are at least as many or more instances where people with good hearts identify him just as immediately. Those people with good hearts, who are they? Are they only the perfect and the pious? Or might they include saints and sinners who know the truth? As people of faith, we don't place our belief in any person or thing other than God. As people of faith, we recognize that God has a plan and is working among us. How, if not through the church he formed? A church of saints and sinners called to the responsibility to care and to serve. Actually, more than a responsibility, it's an obligation. People will respect the authority of the church only if she is transparent and looks like Jesus, blameless, showing the fruits of this authority, which are healing, forgiving, liberating the world from evil, living humility and compassion, simplicity and generosity. Unfortunately, for too long, the identity of the church has been presented as juridical and punitive in nature. This is the worldly aspect of authority. And she has lost her identity as the one who is here to serve the poorest and most marginalized, to reach out a hand to help and embrace, not to slap. These are the fruits people will recognize, and because of them, people will stop and listen. Pope Francis is tireless in speaking this word, I believe with the same authority, but many have stopped listening, convinced that they know better. The scribes weren't listening to Jesus either. I find it interesting that our psalm today was, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Obviously, it's an option to harden our hearts, even though we hear the voice. As the church in the public square, we aren't doing so well. You can't claim authority without living the truth. We have a long way to go before realizing a culture of life, a culture of welcome and compassion, a culture of sharing what we have with those in need. At that point, perhaps, state legislatures and political leaders might recognize our voice not as just another voice, but with the authority of one who is truly greater than all of us. In the earliest centuries, Christianity did not grow because of its prestige, but because of its radical witness to the poor and the abandoned. As you know, next weekend is Commitment Sunday for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. It is more than a responsibility, it is an obligation to do something to keep the voice of the church speaking to those who need to hear the truth. The mission of the church is transforming our culture and repeatedly witnessing the truth of Christ, which is far more profound than politics. It touches on who we are as human persons. The voice of the church must continue through the many ministries and witnesses of Christ. There's a flyer in the vestibule today if you'd like to pick one up on the way out. We're not going to distribute them or leave them in the pews, but they're at either door if you'd like to just grab one as you go, because all the information about the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, it's here. It's also printed in our bulletin today, and it's available online, so any of these sources. But I would invite you, please, to look at this flyer. The Bishop's Lenten Appeal helps the less fortunate among us. It provides spiritual and physical comfort and counsel to those in crisis and inspires children, young adults, and families to be strong and embrace and nurture their Catholic faith. Your giving to this appeal is the surest way to respond to Jesus' call to be a disciple. This obligation falls especially to those of us who have so much when so many have so little. And this year promises greater need in our communities than anyone who is alive today has ever known. Every household needs to respond to this as you are able. Thank you to all of you who have been faithful in giving every year, often a little more than the previous year. The average pledge in the diocese last year was about $475, with just under 40,000 households participating. If you haven't given in the past, this is an important year to be involved in the outreach and leadership of the Catholic Church in Northern Virginia through the Bishop's Lenten Appeal.